we all have, consciously or unconsciously, planned or unplanned, formal or informal, board of directors. My board of directors includes my accountant, my bookkeeper, my, well, two attorneys, one for general legal issues, one for estate planning, wills and trusts and things like that. You know, I have my coach, my consultant, my financial planner, my investment advisor, a cash flow specialist, a number of different people to help me make decisions about what's the most important insurance and insurance decisions that I could carry, because I have a contrary view on insurance. I actually think insurance is good for you. But the point here is you're actually constructing, or could be constructing, a health board of directors for your patients. And so this first workshop on nutrition, the question I would have for you, even whether you have it available at this point or not, is I could really see three or four different people on the board of directors for your patients when it comes to nutrition.
Okay.
There could be somebody who specializes in whole food nutrition. There could be somebody who specializes in oriental medicine. There could be somebody who specializes in supplemental or supplementing your diet, you know, with a supplement standpoint. There could also be somebody who you would refer to or recommend for metabolic typing or functional medicine. There's, you know, half a dozen different aspects of nutrition that you could have resources for your patients to interact with. Stretching. I love the idea of balls and bands. But at the same time, could you get a Pilates instructor? Could you get a yoga instructor and make them part of this network or board of directors for your patients? You mentioned your buddy. He's a personal trainer. He owns a gym. Okay, perfect. That's ideal. And so the question becomes who? Meditation and deep breathing. Great that you're going to do all of this, but is there someone else who could do it? Okay. Someone who you could refer to. You know, who else would be on this list? Well, really your construct here is who can I put in place? What kind of classes can I have for my patients that will help empower them to learn more, do more, and help themselves with regard to the amount of stress that they have to deal with in their life? Okay, and that's smart, because if they can reduce their stress levels, they're going to be healthier. And the one thing that none of this does is the thing that you do, which is widen their gap, widen their ability to adapt to stress. And so by doing both, we're in great shape. This is kind of what Creating Wellness was hoping to accomplish. You widen their gap, and Creating Wellness reduces their stress load.
Right.
Okay, well, Creating Wellness could be one of the resources here. Okay, but what other resources, what other stresses do our patients get to deal with? Well, they all have weight issues, and they all have toxicity issues. So is there somebody in town that deals with a healthy approach to weight loss, even if it's a hypnotist?
Okay.
Toxicity issues. Is there someone in town who does detoxification programs or colonics or, I hate to use the word sweat lodge these days, but, sauna therapy. a hypnotist, we actually had a hypnotist on staff to help people who wanted to stop smoking and stop drinking. Okay. We had a bunch of different massage therapists because massage fit into different realms. So could you do a program on massage, for example, with two or three different massage therapists, one dealing with sports and deep tissue massage, one dealing with therapeutic massage like lymphatic drainage, and one dealing with a specialty aspect of a massage that be congruent with your practice, which would be pregnancy massage. Okay? And you know, you're planning on 12 workshops. I can see this health board of directors consisting of a dozen different practitioners.
Okay.
And amongst those different practitioners are you. Certainly could include creating wellness. Certainly could include your buddy who owns the gym, nutritionists. And then what if you guys not only had an interaction, if they all had an interaction with you, meaning you brought them in, you exposed them to your patients, you freely refer to them, they are all patients of yours so that they know how to freely refer to you. But then you actually brought everybody together so that they understood what each person brought to the equation. You could then create kind of like what we talked about a couple of years ago, but a more focused network where you create a brochure. It becomes part of your new patient package. It could be given to all of your patients, including your inactives. And each of the members of this network, this health network, could be in the brochure with a little bio about what they bring to the equation, their contact information, and either the same incentive to call or a different incentive for each of them. But let's say everybody decided that they were going to, you know, offer a $75 gift certificate that could be used towards their services for people who have this brochure. Okay.
Okay.
Now, any marketing you do, this becomes part of it. Any marketing they do, it becomes part of it. You could market together if you wish. But what if you had everybody at the gym being given or sent a brochure promoting you?
Right.
What if you had everyone at the health food store given a brochure promoting you? Except it's not 12 people promoting you and you promoting 12 people, it's 12 people promoting one another. That'd be good for everybody. That's what we call a triple win. Okay, it's good for you, it's good for the other people in the network, and it's good for the patients. And if you really wanted to push it a step further, did you ever do an interview with Alan? Did you ever get that
done? Yes, I did.
Okay, how'd that turn out?
Great. He's doing the artwork and that type of stuff now, so I don't have the finished product yet, but yeah, it was great.
Super. Okay, so everybody in this network could do an interview, okay? Or the group can do an interview. I mean, wouldn't it be cool if, you know, you're going to package these classes, but what if at the end of every class, Joe Smith, you know, is teaching the class and everybody gets Joe Smith's interview? Okay? And by the way, with the economy in Michigan as it is, you may be able to actually find some MDs to work with if you wanted to.
Right.
Okay? And the MDs I would want in a network like this would be a general practitioner who is more likely to counsel people about lifestyle than write them a script. A cardiologist like Russ Reese, who, again, is more likely to defer to lifestyle than a scalpel. And a pediatrician who, again, is going to counsel his patient's parents about healthy eating and lifestyle than immunization.
Okay.
Okay, and if you could find people who could and would adhere to your standards, then they get to be part of the network. See, Sean, what I think makes the network work is everybody pulling together with a common purpose.
Right.
And everybody understanding what your intention is for the network. Okay, and you know, anything you know that doesn't work. Okay, you could be a great massage therapist, but if you have anything but an attitude of all for one and one for all, it's not going to fit.
Sure.
Okay. Okay. You know, you could be a great personal trainer, but if you think chiropractors are dog meat, not going to work.
Right.
Okay. So this is what Sid Williams used to call APT, you know, all pulling together. And I think if you could produce a group of people who are all pulling together, then you're going to be in great shape.